Hey guys, Will Durst here to say it's time to put on your shoes, shake off the blues, and tell Grandma the news. The next generation iPhones are here. Woohoo! And they're huge! Or not. You get to choose. The iPhone 6 Plus looks like they shrunk the mini pad, or tiny iPad, or whatever they call it. Is that an iPhone 6 Plus in your pocket, or are you just really, really happy to see me? Old folks are raising their prune juice and toast. They can finally see the buttons. On the small side, the iWatch is not the iWatch, it's the Apple Watch, even though the company filed for trademark protection in about 100 markets for the right to call it the iWatch. Of course, the wrist-wearing computer won't become iAvailable until 2015, or when the iSwatch freezes over, whichever comes first. The Android Galaxy Samsung contingent continues to flame away about how Apple has merely caught up to their smartphones, but methinks they doth protest too much. It's like Lexus owners bashing Acura drivers for finally getting contrasting leather stitching on their seats. Dude, they're different. Settle down. Who cares? Anyone who depends that much on a phone for their identity doesn't need a new phone. They need a life. Besides, the antipathy flows pretty much one way. Apple heads couldn't care less about the Androidites, which probably just heightens their frustration. Of course, the Apple community is so blindly loyal, they'd line up to buy the next iteration, even if the only new feature were a rotary dial. Used to be the hip phones would get smaller and smaller, but now we're headed towards a 19-inch model that comes with iSaddlebags on an iPony to carry it around. Optional, of course. Then again, some of us will never be satisfied until we find the phone that will dry the dishes and do the laundry. Siri, are you down there? Don't forget to separate the colors. I swear, that girl would lose her head if it weren't pre-installed. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.